And then when you get ready to haul it in, you just take your hay frame, have your hay frame on your wagon, and take your mute, and just drive right along there. And two men take pitchfork. So you're right-handed and I'm left-handed. We'll just put these forks down and I'll shot the hay. Run up on the hay. Ready to go. You have a boy or a man up there and place it. Boy, you can put on a lot of hay. I mean a lot.
I bet you can.
Then you haul it in, and the way I always did till I learned how, I look over that field of hay that's ready to haul in, and I try to judge how much space it takes to hold that load of hay, or that field of hay. And I judge about how I want it. The way I do, I drive me a stop down over here and then I kind of measure it, get it even. And I'd start taking off that wagon and I'd put 1 feet fork pull right there. I'd go over here and I'd put one and then I'd just lay them one right after the other there. So I got that met up and then I'd drop just this side up, go through again. But bear in mind all the time to keep the center of your hay full. Because hay, when it sets, it wants to do that. And I learned how to stack it. I can stack it keep all winter long. Yes?
What did you call the place where you raised your hay?
Hay field. That regular hay field. Mm-hmm. If it was prairie grass, you called it a hay field.
Called it what?
Hay field.
Uh-huh.
Or hay meadow. All in the hay meadow mostly. But where you're sowing your feed, raising your hay, why, it might be this piece of ground this year, and next year it'd be another piece. You shift that around. Because I'll tell you, in sowing for hay, now if you've got pretty clean land and don't like this Johnson grass, you have to watch about that.
I bet you do.
Get that Johnson grass seed in there, and when you say you're going to sow your field of Sudan, you don't know how much. See, Sudan grass seed and Johnson grass seed is pretty much alive. You can't dip into them and tell whether there's any in there or not. And 9 times out of 10, you'll get some Johnson grass seed.
Roots?
Yeah, Johnson grass seed, and then next year, there you are, you got some Johnson grass roots. But if you get after it the very next year, don't go back there and tear them roots up and pretty easy got rid of them.
Why did you call the outdoor toilet?
Privy.
Privy?
That's right.
Anybody ever call that other things too?
No, not that thing.
Winter Jones or?
Yeah, I've heard it called that. Winter Jones.
Did you have other sheds out on the...
And I'll tell you one thing you haven't asked me. I had what we call a smokehouse where we put up our meat and smoked it.
I was going to get to that.
It's built out of logs too, the ones I use the most. That's enough, got it. 12 long years.
Who tended the fire?
The wife. I got the wood. And we'd... have just enough post oak wood with it. See, hickory, it's green.
Uh-huh.
And it smokes after you can get it far good, it'll show smoke. And that's what flavors your meat, the hickory smoke.
Uh-huh.
Not the post oak wood. But you got to have a little mixed with it in order to make that hickory smoke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, smoke that. It's all you can.
Oh, that's good. It's interesting how now they've come to liquid smoke. Now it's not the same at all.
We never were satisfied with it. Plum on, we moved to town now.